This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Now the pass across, they score! The Rangers take a 4-3 lead with 4:19 remaining. Long shift and the finish by Chris Kreider. A third period hat trick.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
Brandon Tierney, Sal Licata back on The Fan, hitting you with the crown topic of the day. We started the show talking about the Yankees. I understand the Yankees are a great baseball team. They've been dominating this year. You could argue they're the best team in baseball. However, BT, I have an issue. I just don't trust them 100% yet, and it's based on how they've played against what I deem the other two top teams in the American League. If you were to rank the three teams, it'd be in no particular order: Yankees, Orioles, and Mariners. And the Yankees lost 3 of 4 to start this month, you know, close out April and then start the month of May, losing 3 of 4 in Baltimore. And now against Seattle, the other team that I would judge them against in the regular season to get a feel for where they're at. They blew a game last night, uncharacteristic. Obviously, first time Clay Holmes gives up a run. So he got beat. Tough loss. Okay, in isolation, not a big deal. But I have concerns still about this Yankee team that otherwise looks perfect, that continues to struggle against good teams and good pitching.
Well, I think every really, really good team has a concern or two, and I don't think the Yankees are any different. I don't look at the concern and say, okay, it's amplified because they don't do well against Baltimore in the small sample, or they lost last night. Now, listen, if it's deeper in the season and, you know, you've got 6, 7, 8 games under your belt against the Orioles or Seattle, or if you think the Guardians are real or whatever, and you're getting outscored aggregately 39-7, all right, we got problems here. See, the Yankees, to me, the questions coming in, didn't have a left fielder, which they addressed, obviously. This is during the last season, not during the offseason. No left fielder, just an absence of lefty hitters in a ballpark that obviously caters to lefty hitters. They addressed that not only with Judge, but with Verdugo. No protection for Aaron Judge. That's changed, obviously, with a better lineup. And a weak rotation, for the most part, outside of Gerrit Cole. I think the Yankees catch the ball better. This was last year without Gerrit Cole. I think they catch it better. They're a little bit more dynamic, a little more quick twitch, more athletic. And these young guys, like, you know, it's funny, you talk about that Orioles series, the one game that they won, who beat Baltimore? Luis Gil won 2-0. I mean, his stuff, now the innings limits, fine, okay, we'll navigate that. His stuff is straight up filthy.
But that, you say fine, you navigate that, but could that be an issue in the postseason? Like, they're going to be judged ultimately in the postseason, and that would be the least of my concerns. And by the way, if the pitching drops off a little bit, well, guess what? Gerrit Cole, the best pitcher in baseball, comes back.
He's throwing today, live hitters today.
If somebody gets, for the first time since he's been on the IL, if somebody gets hurt, well, guess what? Dominguez could potentially be coming back. So I'm not worried about this team making the postseason. I mean, you'd be foolish in that particular case. Maybe the better way to phrase it, and we're not overreacting to just even 5 games in the regular season, although I do think that a good barometer is against Baltimore. They lost 3 of 4. And now this is another good one here. A 4-game series at home against the Mariners, a team with very good pitching and a team who could be dangerous in the West. So let's see how they play out here the next 3 games. But so far, the first 5 of those 8 versus these teams, the Yankees have lost 4 of 5. But maybe the better way to say it is, are we concerned at all about a team that looks like they can bludgeon you and has bludgeoned you in the regular season, but then facing the teams and the pitching that they will face in October? That would be the concern. Can this offense, while it's different, are they going to be able to do what they've done in the regular season in October?
Well, I mean, I don't have the answer for you. I just don't. I could make something up and say, sure, this is the year that Aaron Judge hits 390. I don't know.
But then wouldn't the better way to, or the only way to maybe get a feel is in the regular season against the teams who are going to be in the playoffs?
Not necessarily, because I think there's other teams that we're omitting that have, you know, an elite pitcher or two that the Yankees may have beaten. I think that we're kind of conflating a couple things here. Like, yeah, Corbin Burns, got it. All right, the Mariners have a couple of good starters, including their reliever, who lights out last night, made the Yankees look completely impotent with that wipeout slider. Trust me, I thought the Yankees were going to muster something up,
especially
come back
tonight
and win that game.
Right.
Would have been nice, but...
And maybe the most alarming thing, forget about Holmes, who, like you said, has been the best closer in the game. He's going to blow one. Okay, it happens. Not great. You give up four runs. But the fact that the Yankees, top of the order at home...
Yeah, well, it's one night in May as we get ready towards to move toward Memorial Day weekend. I would answer it this way, Sal, which generally is the benchmark for measurement. I say, okay... I don't have the crystal ball. I don't know what Judge will do or if Cole will be fully guaranteed. I don't know, so I won't waste anybody's time with some ridiculous guess. What I do feel, though, right now, and this emboldens me to say that the Yankees, I believe, can really get to and win the World Series. And if they don't, then something went wrong and we'll have to have that conversation. I don't see a discernible weakness. Like, and that's the first time that I can say that since, you know, that 2017 when the kids came up, or 2022, this pipe dream when they got smoked by the Astros. You got to go back to 2009, and man for man, I actually think that this team, I don't know if they'll accomplish what that 09 team accomplished, but I think this team is better. I think they're more dangerous and deeper in most of the important spots. So I love this team. I love what I've seen. I don't overreact to a win. I don't overreact to a loss. But if they don't make a run in October, then it's going to be a tough conversation because they got the horses.
Yeah, it is. World Series of Boston. That's a good thing. BT and Sal on the Fan, our friends at Town Fair Tire, remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Chris is in the Bronx. What's up, Chris?
Good afternoon, guys. Thanks for getting me on. I just wanted to... kind of piggyback off Sal, and like I agree with you, Sal. On May 21st, if we're gonna look at the Yankees and just do a quick where we at, you know, this far in the season, it looks like it's gonna be one of those seasons which the Yankees have given us the last couple of years, where hey, it's gonna be great to watch. You know, 2019 is just off the top of my head where they hit the most home runs. It was amazing to watch them break that record, and then to get shut down, you know, in the playoffs by a good staff. But if we're going to look at it now, May 21st, and we're looking at, hey, have the Yankees moved up? Good pitching has been our flaw. And if we're just looking at the five games, we need to fix that.
Yeah, I think that's the key.
And enjoy the season.
Good job, Chris. And of course you could enjoy the season. And you're right, we're looking at it now. As here we are approaching Memorial Day, we're looking at it now. And the real... test to me. Now, the Yankees lineup is different, BT. We saw that right out of the gate. We know the different names, but we saw it right out of the gate those first seven games where I was thinking to myself, wow, what they're doing is transferable to October. This is sustainable. And then we saw a difference where it started with opening day. You and I were there, yeah, opening day at the stadium where they got shut down. And it's the first time. Now, look, you know, teams are going to get shut out, okay? But the Yankees, as loaded as they are, to be shut out already five times on the year is at least like, huh. And then when you watch them against good pitching, to the caller's point, to Chris's point, yeah, that has been the one flaw where against good pitching, now look, it happens. That's why pitching is, you know, tough to beat, good pitching. But that's what they're going to have to do to win a World Series. Will these guys do it? And so far through the first five games against teams with good pitching, teams that are expected to make the playoffs, they have not.
They trotted out there in that pitiful display. I mean, they really should have lost to the Guardians, dude, in 2022. That was
an ugly series.
That was gross. But the Astros series, like you go back to some of these box scores, you know, IKF, and I respect, I'm not trying to bury him. He was a good, solid baseball player. But where are you going with IKF as a shortstop in terms of hitting? You go nowhere. You had... Well, Bader, I know Bader hit some home runs. I get it. He had some good October moments, but Bader was the leadoff hitter in that final game. Stanton was batting fourth. He's less, you rely a little less on Stanton this year. Donaldson was batting fifth and sixth throughout that series. I mentioned IKF. you know, Carpenter, I know he had a couple of bombs, obviously a nice story when they signed him off the scrap heap, but that Yankee lineup was so different from this Yankee lineup, it's not even worth comparing notes.
Yeah, I mean,
it's not even close.
It's a totally different team. That team that year, remember, they started out the year and everybody's comparing them to the 98 Yankees.
It was ridiculous. Now, it was a paper house. No way.
Right. So I don't remember what you were saying at the time, but
I didn't believe
fans,
it.
Oh, me neither. So if you and I were doing the show, it would have been like, but. And then it would have been, oh, you guys are crazy. Look what they're doing. They're actually winning. But yeah, I never felt like they were that good. And then they fell off in the second half. And then you saw what happened in the postseason. Obviously, Judge going nuts was the big theme there. Without that, though, they weren't good. This is different. This is a good team now. No, like you said before, pick out the area of weakness. Is it defensively? No.
Not really.
Is it starters? No. Is it the bullpen? No. Is it the lineup? No. I mean, you could always upgrade certain areas or certain things, but there is no real major area of they need this definitively, but they're held to a higher standard, but they, as a group, have now failed in five games against what I deem to be their biggest competition in the AL.
Now, and I understand why you've taken this position with Clay Holmes. You've never been all in on him, and I'm just a tick short of all in on Holmes, but certainly more than Sal. I would like to see him, even though he gave up, you know, a couple of bloops and a couple of bleeders, like he got rocked last night. But still, you know, he put up four runs. Yankees lost the game. He blew his first save of the year. Okay, I want to see how he responds. Like,
yep.
I do think it's important, and not to bring the Mets into it, but I don't want to see a Diaz situation where, I mean, if it morphs into that, now we're having a bit of a different conversation. Now we're saying, well, maybe you put Heel in the bullpen in terms of, I mean, I don't think we get there because I do think Clay Holmes is really, really good. But these are the little things you want to snuff out fast anytime there's the first look at adversity.
And maybe it's not fair to Holmes, but I feel like...
He's not Mariano.
Yeah.
It's you know,
but we're judging it. Okay, we're trying to get the Yankees from where they're at to their first World Series win since 2009.
Yep.
How are we getting there? Well, those things matter where you have a guy, let's say the Yankees have a 3-1 lead. Do you trust in the postseason against good teams, whether it be at home or on the road, that Holmes is that guy? He's been lights out this year. He wasn't last night, and it's, okay, a little blip on the radar, but it is against a good team. But if I didn't trust him 100% before, and then I see him implode to the degree that he did last night.
I wouldn't use the word implosion, but I got you.
Runs,
but the nature of the runs, you got to calculate that.
I get it, but BT, four runs. But you blow a one run.
He blew the lead.
He blew it. You give up a solo shot, or whatever. You get bled to death for a couple of runs to blow a game. Fine. Four runs is, to me, imploding.
I'm not giving him a pass. I'm just trying to contextualize a little bit. I mean, there were some soft ones in there. What was the average exit velo? 77?
And by the way, he's a great closer. Like, you could argue he's the best closer in the game, even with the save last night. But there's still something I don't trust. So,
well, because he's human, unlike Mariano.
Right. Well, that is my question. Is it fair because he's human?
Not, of course it's not fair. And by the way, the Yankees, when they won it back in 96, John Wetland was always walking that tightrope. Like, you know, it's this misnomer that you have to have a flawless. Now, Mariano.
Saw Chapman fail in the postseason.
Yeah, no doubt. But we know why he failed. Yeah. You know, well, hey, slider. Yeah. Well, Altuve, fastball. I got you. But even Goose Gossage, you know, back in the day, Goose would walk the tightrope as well. We've been so spoiled with Mariano over the years where it's, you know, cutter, broken bat, one out, pop up, 1-2-3 strikes, you're out, let's go home. 13 pitches, you're done in 6 minutes, game's over. That's not baseball. Right. I mean, Mariano wasn't playing baseball. He's playing something else. So,
right, and the only reason why they didn't have two more World Series is because Mariano wasn't perfect.
A broken bat, base hit up the middle against
Sandy Alomar in 97.
That was 97.
And then obviously 2001. Yeah,
yep.
I mean, think about it. Yep. They could have had two more.
And Alomar, that went the other way. That was on a Sunday night over the right field wall out in Cleveland. Mm-hmm. And, of course, as we all know, 2001, broken bat, base hit, it happened. So, listen, nobody will ever, I don't know, maybe in the history of New York sports, I don't know how anybody can ever elicit the level of comfort and full, unwavering belief that player X will do their job to the degree that Mariano did. So I'm never going to be there with another Yankee closer the rest of my life. But I trust Clay Holmes as much as I could without him being Mariano.
And again, we know it's nitpicking, but I wouldn't have this thought had the Yankees even split with Baltimore or obviously held on to their 4-1 lead last night. More your calls on the other side. BT and Sal on the Fan. It's been a Yankee day, BT. We can't even get to the Mets. Although I will tell you one thing. We'll do maybe one little thing coming up later on that bothered me about last night. It didn't even have anything to do with the actual game or the results of the game. But one thing that started to bother me with the Mets last night. But it is a Yankee day. We'll get back to your calls. 877-337-6666. And we also have some Yankees tickets to give away when we come.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer? A beach bum summer? Or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door. In as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
It'll be a 1-1 to Judge. The pitch swung on and hit. Deep center field. Trout on the run. Aaron Judge, number 50.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
It's a Jersey Mike's Yankees box office blitz. We've got a pair of field-level tickets. See the Bronx Bombers against Minnesota at Yankee Stadium Wednesday, June 5th. Right now, be caller number 13 at 866-540-WFAN. That's 866-540-9326 for your chance to win. It's all from Jersey Mike's, the official sub sandwich shop of the New York Yankees box office blitz and The Fan. Listen again tomorrow for another chance to win. Before we get back to these Yankee calls here, 877-337-6666, one quick thing that bothered me about the Mets last night.
The final score?
No, not even that, honestly. Whatever.
Yeah, go ahead.
At this point, it is whatever for me. They got to earn it to get back. So, you know, it was a big deal, Lindor going back to Cleveland. Oh, God. Exactly. You're rolling your eyes. Now, imagine how that makes me and Mets fans feel.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was a reminder of how good he was before the Mets traded for him. He talks about, the thing I miss most is winning. You're talking about Cleveland. Yeah. The thing you miss most is winning in Cleveland. And I was reminded yesterday, I forgot, he was on the World Series team in 2016.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And I know how good he was, but my God, he's not anywhere close to what he was there. That's what bothered me more than anything. Before the game even got started, I was annoyed with knowing that the Lindor that the Mets have, and I'm a Lindor guy.
Yeah.
So much so I've almost been an apologist this year. But that annoyed me more than anything.
Listen, I don't want to be that guy, but you just said what I've been saying for a long time. He's not the same player, hence the genesis of my Lindor's criticisms. And I mean, I'm gonna stop short of saying I was right.
I know.
Let's be honest.
I know, but
everybody's kind of coming around now.
I understand. Well, it was a reminder. And look, he did have statistically two good years last year, but you can't do it again this year. No matter when the numbers come, if they come, because it's almost Memorial Day and they're not coming.
Yeah, like, and by the way, Francisco, you know, you say you enjoyed winning more in Cleveland. Great. Maybe if you weren't batting 191, you'd be winning more this year in New York with the Mets.
That's exactly right.
Come on, man.
Who's to blame for you not winning? You're the guy who's getting $341 million or whatever it is. You're the guy who's hitting $190 as we approach Memorial Day. And again, I like Lindor.
$190.
I mean, come on, dude.
Wow.
And then I got to hear him, and oh, Lindor returned to Cleveland. Yeah, you know what? You know what most people are thinking?
Thank God we didn't resign him.
Met fans are they? Can he?
Oh, they met. They met Guardian.
Can it be
fans.
A permanent return? I'm not trying to be disrespectful to the guy, but my goodness,
dude, it's honest, fair criticism. Not even criticism. It's just point. It's a reaction to what he's given us a chance to react to. That's it.
All right, BT and that one annoyed me.
So I was
BT,
right.
BT and Sal. Hey, it's a long season. BT,
gotcha.
With only a couple. couple.
It's 170. It is a long season.
I mean, seriously, at what point is he going to get the average above 200
Sal,
here?
Sal, he got it up there, and he flirted with two bills for a week or two, and that's it.
Back on the interstate. Like, it's not good
enough. I don't
know
what to tell you. I don't know.
Or whatever, back in below the Mendoza line.
Mendoza.
Right, the interstate is below 100.
I-80, I-75.
Right, exactly. Yeah. He got off the interstate.
Yeah.
And now he can't get out of, you know.
He's back on the interstate, so he's making good timing.
Mike is calling from Massapequa. Mike.
How you doing, guys? How's everything?
Good. What's up, Mike?
Hey,
how are
Mike.
You?
All right, couple of things. Okay, I listen to you guys all the time. Sal, you and I, we go back and forth, but I still love you.
Thank you.
The bottom line to the whole thing is this. The difference between the Yankee team this year, you know, compared to various years, is the fact that the starting pitching has been outstanding without Cole, right?
Mm-hmm.
But there are some flaws in their game, and they're more mental than anything, because as I watch Gleyber Torres run the bases and make base running mistakes, and watch him, how does he not eat the throw last night? If he eats the throw and the next guy pops up or whatever it may be, we're not talking about, you know, Clay Holmes giving up X amount of runs. They were all bloops and things of that sort. You know, so I say to myself, we don't really have a full ball club right now. We need to get rid of Gleyber Torres. We need Cole to come back. When this all happens, they'll start to be, because you mentioned, Sal, that they don't beat the better teams, that they lost five games. It's too early in the season, really, to, you know, to say that, because I think that as the season goes on and you have Cole, things could change.
Well, hold on, Mike. Just to clarify, I didn't say that they couldn't beat the good teams. I said that they haven't with the Orioles and now the first game with the Mariners. And for me, that's really the only barometer with this team, because they're so good otherwise. Could they get better? And thank you for the call. Could they get better? Sure. I mean, you think, BT, they make a move with Gleyber Torres midseason here?
You know, I thought they would have made the move over the winter.
Right.
And they did talk to the Marlins, not this offseason, the prior offseason. So I think that was that for Lopez? There was obviously a thought that they were ready to move on, at least on the most exploratory level. Maybe with, like, Pete and the Brewers. I mean, maybe it's the same thing, kind of. Didn't happen. I just don't know where you go with Gleyber Torres. He is lost on the bases. He just brain locks in the field. And he just doesn't hit enough to justify those mistakes.
And again, that's, well, we talked about him. You're right. He's not a heads-up player. He drives you nuts. Head up his rear end, you know, half the time. But they did keep him this year, hoping to get maybe the best of him. If you're Cashman, think of it this way, right? You said, where is the Yankees' weakness? And clearly, like, there isn't one great area. Like, could you use another bullpen arm? Sure, I guess you could always use another bullpen arm. Could you use another starter? I guess they could use depth, but they're going to get Garrett Cole back. So even if somebody gets hurt, they still have a replacement there. Potentially Dominguez back. However, Cashman is not, he can't be looking at this team sitting back and saying, well, we get the perfect team. Let's roll it out.
Like, I don't think he is.
Right. So he's looking at it saying, how am I going to make this team better? If he did that to the point of the book, the Yankee Way book with Andy, if he did that after the 1998 season,
yeah.
You know he's going to be doing that in season now. How can I make? So then the question is, how are they going to make it?
I got something for you. So I think I'd feel better about this Yankees team in October if Torres was not on it.
Right.
And Peraza was playing second.
Right. Which could happen.
As an elite defender. But I think I would need one more stick, and that's where Dominguez comes in.
How about, well, okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if Dominguez is playing and you, not that Torres is hitting, but you take away his theoretical bat and his best tool, Torres, who's done nothing again this year, and you replace him with an elite fielder at second, up the middle, rock solid, up the middle, completely,
right,
even in center field. And you can sacrifice some offense in second with Peraza, better speed, better glove, better IQ, provided you get a little more juice maybe from another spot like Dominguez.
Right, but whose bat you taking out?
It depends. Where's Stanton health-wise? Is it a lefty?
Is it
a righty?
Right, but even in that scenario, you're now taking from, like, Stanton, we could feel how we feel about him. He's been a productive piece.
He has been, 100%.
So if you take that out, now you're only replacing him with a productive piece. Maybe Dominguez could be better or stay healthy or whatever, sure, but you're exchanging pieces like...
Well, it's not... Hold on, I don't mean to jump on you there, but it's not a fair exchange because even though Stanton has proven to be much more viable this year, and you've got to respect his transformation of the body and how he's revived his career, we're all borderline stunned, but... It's a different profile. If you take Stanton's stick out of there, just say for Dominguez, if Dominguez earns it, you've got a more dynamic base runner. You've got a much
right,
more, you've got a better all around baseball
right.
player.
Understood.
You know,
understood. And you could use that DH spot. But again, you're just as far as production offensively, it's kind of a wash. I think the one. I don't even know if glaring is the right word, but the one.
What, third base?
No.
What?
Catcher.
You know,
I like Trevino.
I hear you. I can't say that you're wrong, but I would say, not that it really matters in the context with the Yankees, but how many elite hitting catchers are out there?
No, you don't need an elite hitting catcher, but maybe you just get like the, and I know Trevino is fine, but like.
He's actually hitting a little bit now.
No, I know. And I liked him. I liked him, I think, better than you
did.
He was
an all-star a couple years ago.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I know, but still, like.
Yeah. No, I know.
Maybe that's when we could actually get an upgrade there, potentially. Otherwise, they're loaded everywhere else. Carlos is in Virginia. What's up, Carlos?
Hi, how you doing, guys? First time caller.
All right, thank Carlos. You. What's going on, buddy?
All right. So, Sal, there's two people who've raised my blood pressure to levels that are incredible, which is my youngest daughter and you. But I am 100% with you on this, my brother. Everybody, we are celebrating the Yankees and how we put 10 on the White Sox or this or that. But we are struggling against good pitching and good teams. All right? Okay, we can make it to the playoffs. Great. But when we get there, are we going to be out on the first round?
Yeah, but Carlos, hold on, buddy. I think one sec, pal. I think that voicing concerns about how the Yankees will fare against Baltimore – that needs to be very different because you just said the Yankees don't play well against good teams. They're 13-5 with teams a .500 record. So I think they're two different things.
Well, yeah, I guess I understand that. But my agreeing with Sal is that everybody attacking him because, we are first or whatever on our league and stuff. But we still, like, what I'm caring about is when we get to October. I want to know is that people say it's too early to be worrying about that. No, it's not. You can have to sit down and try to figure out why are we struggling with good teams.
Six games. It's five games.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, we are. So when you get to the playoffs, you're not playing the White Sox, right? You might be playing Baltimore. So that's who I care. I don't care about the other. You know, it's great and beautiful, and I enjoy every time we're beating up on these teams. But what I really want, I want that World Series.
Yeah.
I want to be able to make it there and win it. It's overdue. I don't want to be the one team that just destroys all these teams during the regular season and then gets to the playoffs. And they're like, wah, wah.
And we've seen, thanks for the call there, Carlos. We've seen those Yankee teams. And that gets old, man. It's still kind of early. This team seems different.
Yeah.
Seems different.
And they're going to have to prove it. Like we talk about it in May, ultimately they're going to have to prove it in October. The only way that I could take, and Carlos as well, and I'm sure some others, I could take something, some kind of barometer here, is against the best teams in the American League. The Yankees are, if not the best, one of the top two, top three. And for me, I'd put the Orioles and Mariners in there, and so far they have not fared well against those teams. BT and Sal, sorry, BT.
Go ahead. All good.
Yeah, BT and Sal on the fan. We'll come back. We have Hoff with
Boldface Live
on the other side.
Your official station to talk New York Rangers.
The Rangers win and advance to the Final Four.
The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app. Now time for Bold Face Lie, Bold Face Truth with Brenton Tierney and Sal Licata.
Oh, yeah. All right, right, what do you got for us today, Hop? A little bald face truth, bald face lie.
All right, since we've been doing the Yankees, question for you, Sal.
Yeah.
Hit it off. Bald face lie, bald face truth. The Yankees will finish with the best record in baseball.
Ooh, you put me on the spot here. That's a tough one.
That seems pretty easy to me, Sal.
I'm going to say that is a bald face lie. There's no way the Yankees are finishing with the best record in baseball. They can't even beat the Orioles and Mariners. No way. Well, look, realistically, they may finish with the best record in the American League. I'm going to go Dodgers or Phillies will end up with the best record in baseball. So all kidding aside, I know the Yankees are one of the best. I still don't think they'll end up with the best record in baseball.
I'm going to say it's a bald-faced lie as well. I think they'll be right there. I don't think that they'll... I think one of those National League teams will get there additionally. But it's odd because... So you know where I stand there. I don't think they'll do it, but I
mean,
do
they could.
Oh, of course they could. They're on the short list of teams that could. I mean, they're going to be high 90s. Do I think they win 103? Which is probably what the high water mark is going to be. I don't. But the American League is weaker than the National. I know it's weighted differently than the schedules, obviously, than back in the day. But you would think in a weird way they've got more of a chance to do it because of the general state of the American League. But I'm going to say bald-faced lie. They will fall a couple of games short.
I like that one. That's a good one, Hoff. Real quick, BT.
Yeah.
Give me Power 5. We did this with the NFL.
Yeah.
Give me your power rankings, top 5 in all of baseball right now.
I'd say I'm going to give it to the Phillies out of respect. Probably put them one right now. The Dodgers are also playing good. I mean, everybody knows the Dodgers are good, but they're also playing well. I think they won 8 of 10, like Philly. I'd say Phillies and Dodgers 1A and 1B.
Okay.
Then Yankees, the Yankees
three,
for me.
Right.
Then the Orioles for me.
Hmm.
Then the Braves for me.
Yeah, so the fifth question was, or the fifth was going to be the question, right? Like, who do you put in there? So I guess by that, you're right. Like, we look at, all right, powerhouses. Phillies, Braves, Dodgers probably have to be in the top five.
Definitely.
Automatically, those three.
Yeah.
And then from there, Yankees have to be in it.
Yeah, I'm not
again,
going
no
Seattle.
No particular order.
Not
yeah,
going Guardians.
And as much as I like Seattle, I don't think you could put them there either.
No, not, they're only a couple of games over 500.
Yeah.
Why would we?
Yeah, I guess the three.
Did,
three
did
of
they
the,
win the World Series this year that I missed? Come
put,
on.
Put it this way.
Seattle jock, everybody.
Three. Well, they're because they have good pitching. They're young. They're, you're projecting
I understand what
forward.
They have.
But yeah, I mean, you'd rank three in the National League and the Yankees. And then it's that, is it the Orioles or whatever? Probably as forth. Anyway, it's a great question, Hoff. I think that's
thank
a good
you.
What else you got?
Speaking of get off their jock. BT, Edwin Diaz will finish the year with 30-plus saves and an ERA under 4. Bald-faced lie or bald-faced truth?
Where's the ERA right now?
5.5.
Oh, jeez. I mean.
I will say this much, though. Or do you want the details after?
Go ahead.
He's only finished one season with an ERA above 4.
Yeah.
And that was the one
that
year
with the Mets.
With when he has 5.59.
I'm going to say that that's... Now, you're asking me two components here.
Two components, yes.
Yeah, so I'm going to say that's unfortunately a bald-faced truth.
That he will finish...
That he will fall short.
And, oh, that's a bald-faced lie then.
Right.
Yeah, Edwin Diaz will finish the year with 30-plus saves and an ERA under 4.
That's a bald-faced lie. He's broken right now. And the Mets see...
Even if you take the ERA, sorry, Hoss.
He's not getting 30. Like, to me, 30 is attainable for even bad teams have a closer, you know, saves 25. I think there's going to be a point where he's going to relinquish that spot, which affects the 30 in terms of totality. And that ERA, he's going to get hit this year. His stuff is not the same.
Yeah, I mean, I would venture to say, like, you realize he's not even the closer right now. It's gotten so bad that they removed him from the closer's role. That is a bald-faced lie. I don't think he's sniffing 30 saves.
No.
I hate to say this. I think he's done. Now, to be fair, I thought he was done after 2019. Different reasons, but I thought he was done then. I think he's done. How do you go from being what he was 2 years ago to then being what he was even after the year off last year to what he did early this year to now this? Like, it's one thing to have a bad stretch. This is beyond bad.
Yeah.
This is beyond a bad
stretch. It's sub-professional at this point. And when it gets to that point for anybody, you know, let alone formerly a great player, it's beyond disconcerting. Like, there's a reason. It doesn't just, my stuff's a little off today and, you know, I left one an inch over the heart of the plate and I got rocked. Like, Edwin Diaz's stuff is not even remotely close to being what it was.
Dude, it's his velo's down.
I'm checking it right now. I want to see the exact number.
His stuff is down like 3 or 4 miles
per
hour.
I know.
His velo's down. He's getting hit all over the place. He's got no confidence.
No.
How the hell are they going to rebuild his confidence? They tried to do it in a four-run.
Sent him to the minors. Roy Halladay got sent to the minors back in the day with Toronto. Why not?
Right, but some guys can suck that up. Some guys completely fold. I feel bad for the guy.
Yeah. And so do I, because he seems like it's bothering him, which we respect. That came up yesterday during the show.
I just don't see it.
99.
One
second, Cobb. 99.1 was his fastball velocity in 2022. It's down to 96.9.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's been even lower the last couple of weeks. Go ahead, Hoff. What you got?
Well, we've seen Aroldis Chapman, for example, lose it.
Mm-hmm.
And we feel like he was going to be out for the rest of the season. Not first season, but he couldn't get it back. But yet, most of the seasons when he was with the Yankees and closed out games, he still put up an ERA of close to 3 and had 30-plus saves. I mean, I think it's all attainable. Yeah, but he's had his stretches, too, where he was giving up grand slams and like couldn't find the
Yeah, I mean,
even
Mariano got booed a couple. I mean, it happens. Let me just give you more of a macro shot. I think it's very interesting. So the core, we talk about the core, the position player of the Mets. We all know those four guys. We say their names all the time. Forget about two of those guys. They're less consequential. Well, forget about McNeil. He means nothing. And respectfully, putting Nimmo to the side for a moment, right? Who I do respect. Right now, Lindor's contract is ridiculous, and he looks like a C-minus level player.
Yeah, Diaz got 2 more years.
Diaz, you know, who was the best closer in baseball, is now a setup. I'm not sure what he is. He's I really don't know what his role is, and the Mets aren't sure if they should or will sign their homer-hitting first baseman. I mean, that tells you a lot about where the Mets are right now.
What else you got, Hoff? Last one.
I just want to do one more thing. Because Chapman in 2021, he went from June 6th, his ERA was 0.39, skyrocketed to a 4.71 by July 4th.
Right, but you...
And that's a month.
No,
like, things happen.
But
pitchers, especially closers, become terrible.
But this is not just a closer failing. This is more than that.
It is, though.
He failed in 2019. He bounced back great in 2022. It took him 3 years, but he bounced back great in 2022. Closers go through rough stretches. This is a guy who's coming off a significant injury. He missed an entire year. His velocity is down. The wheels have fallen off. He had a bad stretch a week ago. Now it's to a point where they themselves say, we got to remove this guy. He's crying in the locker room after the game. Doesn't have any answers. We have to remove him from the closer's role and repair him. This is beyond broken.
That's fine, but they have to win games, and in order to do that, they might have to remove him for now, but I do think he will get back. I'm trying to be positive, crying aloud.
Well, I understand that. I respect that, and Diaz was great. I said it earlier this year, not 2022. This year, I thought he was the best closer since Mariano. That was this year.
Yep.
I mean, my goodness. All right, what's the last one?
Bald-faced truth. We haven't talked about it, but tomorrow's the Eastern Conference Finals. Rangers-Panthers. Sal, Rangers Panthers will go to a game 7.
What are the odds, by the way? Patty, hook us up with those odds.
They're terrible for the Rangers. They're plus 130.
Wait, the Rangers are dogs again?
Yeah. No respect for these guys.
I'm going to say that's a bold-faced truth. The Rangers have not played a 7-game series the first 2 rounds. I think this goes 7. I think they win in 7.
7, huh? I don't think it's... I'm going to say that's a bold-faced lie. I don't think it's got 7 in them. I think it's more of a 6 spot.
Who do you think wins?
I think the Rangers go to the Cup Finals.
Okay. Rangers in 6 again?
Yeah, I got Rangers in 6.
I'll take it. But you think they beat the Panthers?
I do.
All right.
I do.
I'm a little nervous about that because you thought Carolina was going to win last time. I don't want you to bring that bad hockey juju.
No. I don't fancy myself some amazing hockey prognosticator here. I mean, but I think the Rangers have everything you need to get to and win a Stanley Cup. Now, it's going to get tough for each round, let alone what's waiting for you out west.
Yep.
But I think the Rangers find a way to get to the Stanley Cup.
Who won last night, Game 7, by the way? I didn't see that. Edmonton?
Oilers. It was a route, right?
It was 3-0. Vancouver scored 2.
4-1?
It was 3-2 then, and they held on.
They
almost came back.
What are the odds, Boyle, real quick?
Yeah, so Hoff had the series price. Rangers are plus 130. They're dogs in Game 1. To go 7 games is plus 210. 6 games plus 200.
How about this? Wait, plus 6 games plus 2?
Yep.
How about family bet? Guys are all big Ranger fans.
Yeah, I can't touch the money. I can't do it.
Stop with that boomer stuff. That makes no sense. Touch the money.
Because here's why. Not. Because we didn't do anything yet. This whole way with the Knicks and Rangers, we haven't done anything.
Mm-hmm.
And now as we get 1 round away from the Cup Finals, I can't.
I do believe in that stuff. I can't mess with it.
Who came up with that expression, touch the money? I know it wasn't Boomer.
Yeah.
But you know how many people touch the money and actually collect the money?
I'm not doing it with you. Yeah.
I mean, think about it. We just focus on people who touch the money and verbally, and then they don't win. Oh, you touched the money. What about when you rack up the money?
Hey, where were you against the Capitals or the Canes? I would have done it with them. I
didn't think they were going to beat the Canes. Yeah. I knew they'd beat the Capitals. That was an easy one.
All right. Kat is in Brooklyn. What's up, Kat?
Hey, guys. Great show.
Thanks, Kat.
Love you both.
Thank you.
You haven't touched on who are the Yankees going to who's going to go down when Cole and Canely and Dominguez and DJ come back?
Well, those, first of all, Kat, that's a lot of moving parts. Thank you for the call. No, the Yankees have some very interesting rostering decisions that they're going to have to look at. Now, the good thing is, they're all potential, like, real assets. Like, I still don't expect anything from DJ LeMahieu. I just don't. I mean, if you get, like, just serviceable professional at-bats, it's an option. Like, Torres, all right, you're not getting it done. DJ, go play second. Dominguez, I'm not saying he's going to be that same guy for eight. Otherwise, he'd be in the Hall of Fame, so we definitely won't be that for eight, you know, that he flashed for eight games. But, I mean, the guy's got power. He's got speed. You know, what do you do with Luis Gil? You're going to have to monitor his innings, what you're going to have to do. So when Cole comes back, do you go to a six-man rotation? I don't know. Do you put Gil on ice for a month? I don't know, but I know this. In years past, the questions that plagued the Yankees were bad ones because out of desperation. These are questions that I think can only fortify the season.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to get better, assuming that they maintain their current health with the addition of Gerrit Cole and Dominguez coming back. And Cashman's going to make moves. Like, he'll make moves to fortify the bullpen, get another power arm in there, potentially just another arm in there, potentially for Boone to deploy in the postseason. They're going to make this team better. Who's going to be missing out? I mean, you're talking about a guy like, you know, Birdie. You know, the Yankees have some Jones on the bench. They have some of these guys that can be, you know, can be moved.
Sure.
It's not going to, you don't. This is a good problem, to your point. This is a good problem to have with the Yankees, getting potentially those guys back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.